Do you respond better to encouragement or warning?
对，对于警告跟鼓励。
I guess we all prefer encouragement to warning. And sometimes we work really hard to give it. One dad, on seeing his son's report, his school report, he said, well, with a report like that, you can't be cheating. That was a joke in English, so you're allowed to laugh. All teachers and coaches and parents know that we need encouragement and we need warning.
你作为教师，作为教练或者是父母，我们都知道鼓励跟警告的重要性。
Too much encouragement, and we grow complacent.
如果是太多鼓励的时候，我们会做成自满。
Too much warning, fear and failure become debilitating.
如果是有太多警告或者是警告的时候，我们会产生了恐惧感，失败更亏损。
Of course, they need each other.
但是他两者都要兼备。
If there was nothing to be warned against, we wouldn't need encouragement.
如果没有警告的时候，我们也不需要有勉励。
We need both, and 1 John gives us both. He alternates between encouragement and warning.
我们都需要两个的平衡，如果没有警告，也不需要有鼓励，所以在约翰一章。
Now, three of the themes that keep returning are the three tests of genuine Christian faith. Now, I'm sure Carsten's done a great job preaching the first part. In chapter 1 and in chapter 2, you have the moral test.
我相信我们的牧师吴牧师在上几个星期已经讲了第一个重要性。现在第二章我们讲两个不同的考验。The
test of obeying Jesus.
第一个是信靠主耶稣的考验。Turning
from sin.
从一个罪的情况。And
walking in the light.
来从罪的情况走进光明当中。Christianity
that doesn't turn your life in a new direction isn't genuine Christianity. So, genuine Christian faith must have moral implications for how we behave. And secondly, though, there is a social test about loving your brothers and sisters. You can see this in verses 9 to 11. Yeah, can you read that for me?
Yeah, 我先读那个第九节跟第十到第十一节，就是讲这上面的考验说，人若说自己在光明中， 却恨他的弟兄，他到如今还是在黑暗里，爱弟兄的，就是住在光明中，在他并没有判别的缘由，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他的眼睛瞎了。So
notice there the equation between light and love.
我们就是在这边看见。
And between hatred and darkness.
跟爱跟光明和恨跟黑暗有个对比。Without
love for people, we will not see clearly to avoid sinning against them.
如果我们没有爱弟兄的心的时候，我们就看不见我们在犯罪的那个情况里面了。
If we dislike people, we won't even be aware that we're sinning against them.
如果我们没有一个,
a lack of love blinds us. We'll never know where we're going in life while we harbour grudges. So we John follows this encouragement. He follows this warning with an encouragement in the social context of the Christian faith. He says in verses 12 and following, your sins have been forgiven.
在十二节里面说，in
these verses, in verses 12 through to about 15 or 16 there, he addresses everyone in the church, whatever your age, young and old, saying, whatever your Christian experience, these things are true of you.
从第十二节一直到十五节，约翰就是从不同的角度、不同的人的身上，不论年纪、不论他信主的人有多少，年龄有多少，都知道他都在勉励不同的人。
It begins with the forgiveness of sins.
就是他从开始就是说罪的赦免。
A Christian is not someone who does not sin.
做个基督徒，其实我们也会犯罪。
But a Christian knows what to do with sin.
但是我们知道，如果我们犯了罪以后，我们会怎么样做？
You know where to take it.
我们怎么样去从什么地方去再开始过？
To Jesus.
我们要回到主耶稣的面前。
And the forgiveness we find in Jesus brings us into relationship with the Father.
因为主耶稣的赦免把我们带到神的面前。
Now John follows that encouragement with a warning.
约翰在这边除了勉励以外，还有另外一个的劝告、警告。
A warning about the world, the last hour, and the Antichrist.
他就是警告这个世界最后的末了的事情，还有那个地基督的出现。
God and the world are, in this sense, opposed to one another.
从这个方面来看，天父。
Thank you, Samuel. That's good. The issue here is we can give to things in the world the devotion that only belongs to God.
从这边我们要看，我们对神的那个热情应该是给神的。
So some people would sell their souls to possess a body.
但是他们把应该给神的这些的这个世界，就是说要健身，把他们的灵魂也卖了。
Or get a TER of 99.95 in the HSC.
或者是在考试的时候拿到最高分数99.5。
A house of their dreams.
他们有梦想的家园。
The right advantages for your children.
还有就是给孩子们他们。
Or the next step in your career. We can give to the things in this world the devotion that only belongs to God. What a good question to ask ourselves of the things in our lives. As he says in verse
17,
how much of your life will remain for eternity?
我们的生命当中真的是可以永恒的吗?
Will anything?
有没有在生命当中有些东西是真的永恒的?
Yes.
有.
Wherever you and I did the will of God.
如果我们是遵行上帝的旨意的时候, 这个就是永恒的。
What a stupid philosophy materialism is.
那物质上的那一个哲理真是很愚钝的。
Investing everything in what will one day become nothing.
我们的投资的东西有一天都会变为没有了。
Love is intended for people, not things.
爱是付出是给人的，不是给物质上的。
Not achievement.
没有一点的那个成就感的。
Because people last, things don't.
因为人是长存的，东西不是长存的。
If we want to invest in things that last, we must love people.
如果我们需要一些东西是长存的，我们就需要去爱人。
Because, as he says here, we now live in the last hour. Verse 18.
因为在十八节他怎么样说我们现在是在末世的时候居住
The final age of this world
是世界的尽头
And many antichrists have now come
有很多的敌基督的出现
As he goes on, this final warning probably the most important for us this morning
这是今天早上我们觉得是一个很重要的我们需要知道
And brings us to the third test, the doctrinal test.
从这边是末世再看来的，带我们去到另外一个考验，就是说到那个教义上面的考验。
We read verses 18 and 19.
我们读，我现在读十八跟十九节，他讲说，他说小子们啊，如今是末世了，你们曾经听见说那低基督的要来。现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了，从此我们就知道如今是末时了。你们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的；若是属我们的，就必依旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属于我们的。
I want you to notice that the Antichrist is not some huge apocalyptic figure of appalling and obvious evil.
我们要知道啊，敌基督不是说在末世时候一个很大的恶魔在我们中间。
If I was Carson, I'd have a picture.
如果我是 Carson 的时候，我有图片在那边说什么是恶魔啊。
According to John, the Antichrist is not one but many.
在约翰的他说的这个敌基督不是一个，其实是众数很多的敌基督。
Not future, but present.
不是以后的事情，是现在的事情。
Not outside, but originating within the Christian community.
不是在外面的，而是在我们的基督徒的中间的群体里面的。
And notice verse 26, they will be leaders.
在二十六节，我们去看见他们其实有些是领袖。
I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray.
他们说啊，二十六节他说，我将这些话写给你们，是指做那些引诱你们人所做的。
So how will we recognize these antichrists?
我们去怎么样知道这些人是敌基督的呢？
John tells us it's by what they teach.
约翰告诉我们说，当他们教导的时候，就从教导当面去看到。
This is the doctrinal test.
就是教义上面的考验。
He says, who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. This is verses 22 to 23.
第二是他，那些人他怎么去教呢？第二是26 is that right?26 and 27. 26, yep. 在他怎么样说？二十六节，他们说啊，我将这些话给写给你们，是指着那些引诱
To be antichrist is to be anti-God.
如果要敌基督的时候，他也是在敌上帝。
God has tied himself to Jesus.
其实主神已经把他自己跟主耶稣绑在一起了，合在一起。
Like tied together.
绑在一起，非常的紧紧的绑在一起。
We can't have one without the other.
我们不能够有这个没那个。
You bring one down, you bring them both down.
如果你 把一个打下来，两个都会打下来。
You bring Jesus down, you bring God down.
如果你不承认主耶神的主耶稣的时候，你也把神也不承认去。
They go down together.
他们会一起被承认。
This is the doctrinal test for authentic Christianity.
这是真的基督教那个教义中所做的教承认的教义。
What do they say about Jesus?
他们怎么样说主耶稣呢？
So when you hear a speaker at church,
如果有一个讲员他来到你的教会里面去讲道，
or you go to a Christian conference,
或者你去一个很大型的聚会，
you read a Christian book,
你去看一本著作，
you look up a website,
你看他的网站，
how can we tell if it's Christian?
你怎么样知道这个人他是真正的基督徒呢？
By what they say about Jesus.
就是他们怎么样去讲论主耶稣。
Do they point us to Jesus?
他们有没有把我们带进主耶稣里面呢？
Do they leave Jesus' name ringing in our ears?
他们有没有把主耶稣所讲的在我们的耳边常常的响起呢？
Then it's Christian.
如果他是的时候，他就是一个基督徒。
Do they acknowledge that he is the Christ?
他有没有说主耶稣他是真的是基督呢？
The only Son of the Father.
他是主耶，他是神独一的。
Crucified for our sin.
在十字架上为我们死亡。
If it's never mentioned.
如果他完全没有把这个信息告诉我们的时候。
His name, his death on the cross for our sin.
他的主耶稣的名字，主耶稣在十字架上。替我们去死的时候，
it's not Christian.
他就不是一个基督徒。
However lovely the singing might be.
即使间他的唱歌是多么美妙。
However intriguing the ideas.
如果他所讲的是多么的动人。
There is a doctrinal test.
就是教义上面的考验。
And to go with that is a final encouragement.
就是这从这边我们就看约翰给我们最后这个勉励。
He says in verse 20, you know the truth.
在二十节他说你们知道那个真理。第二十节我们读啊，你们从那圣者受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。
You know the truth.
你知道这些的真理。
The most valuable truths are truths we never stop learning throughout our lives.
这是最宝贵的事情，从我们的一生当中不断的去学习。
There is a God. That's a truth that you and I need to learn again this morning.
这是神是存在的，这是我们今天也要知道，也要去学习的。
But you say, Matt, I already came to church knowing there is a God.
你可以说妹啦，我今天来到礼拜堂了，我知道是有个神啦。
Yes.
是的，你知道。
But you and I must learn a great deal more about Him during this service.
所以我们其实不单止如此，在这个聚会当中，我们也需要多一点的知道神是谁。
Or this service has failed.
如果不，我们不去学习的时候，我们这个聚会就完全没有作用。
I'll finish with a story.
我有一个很好听的故事告诉你们。
It's the cautionary tale of Thelma Howard.
是一个很警惕性的故事，说关于是有个女士，她叫做 Thelma Howard.
She died in 1981.
她在1981年就去世了。
For 20 years of her life, she had been the maid for a couple called Walt and Lillian.
在她的生涯当中，她在一个人家叫做 Walt and Lillian 当中，她做了跟她做了二十年的女佣人。
And every Christmas, Walt would call Thelma into his office.
每个圣诞节，她的主人 Walt 就叫 Thelma 去到她的办公室里面。
And to give her Christmas present.
就给她一份的圣诞节礼物。
She expected maybe a tip of $20.
Thelma 她就想。可能是有点现金打赏我吧。
Instead, Walt gave her year after year some stock in his company.
原来不是，他的主人每一年都给他在公司里面的那些股份。
In both a psychological and a financial sense,
在他在加马的心里跟他的精神上或者是在他的那个财政上面那个思想当中
Thelma never realized what he had given her.
他其实真的不明白他的老板给他什么东西
She died in poverty.
后来他死了死得非常的贫穷
And when her meager possessions were being sorted after her death,
他走了以后有些人跟他去处理他的遗产的时候
they found company stock.
他们发觉他遗下的有很多的公司的股票 股份
worth over $10 million
差不多有10亿那么多
she was a millionaire and she never knew it
他是一个亿万富翁但是他完全不知道
for those 20 years
在20年当中
she was the maid of Walt Disney
他是沃洛迪士尼乐园那个老板的佣人
She never realized what she had been given.
她真的不知道，也不明白，她所得的是什么东西。
Do we?
我们知道我们得的是什么吗？
Amen.
Amen.